The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Dushin Yudzayin Amud Aleph. We find in the Gemara brings a braisa, Tanya, if an Eved Ivri was ill for 3 years and he was able to work for 3 years, he's not responsible to make up the missing years. If he was ill for all 6 years, then he has to make it up. Now, Taisvis, by us on Yudzayin Amud Aleph and Kedushin, the Imam Maschal Chalash Shalish, says that there were those who wish to argue that if someone hires a tutor for children and he ends up being ill for half of the time, he's not responsible to make up the time, just like an Eved Ivri, and should get paid his full wages. Now, Taisus objects to this, and we find in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Zayin, that if someone was hired to do a job and he was forced to stop the job in the middle, he only gets paid for what he did. Says Taisra, so too, tutors, Melamde Tinaikis, if they were sick, they should only get whatever they did. Taisra says we can't compare a tutor to an Eved Ivri. Why? Because an Eved Ivri is Gufay Kanoi. It's Gufay Kanoi. So he was sick. He was owned by the master. He's not mechuyev to pay it up. He did what he can. He's not mechuyev to do more. A melame, that's not gufay kani. He was hired to do a job. He was hired to teach for a certain amount of time. If he didn't do the job, he only gets paid what he does. That's the first distinction Taisus makes. Taisus makes the second distinction, that by an Eved Ivri, the reason why he gets, if he works for 3 years, he doesn't need to make up the rest, and if he worked fewer than that, he does, is because we find in Yeshayo, Parak Tazayin, the pasuk says, Mikseh Shalashanim Pishnei Sachir. So we find that a laborer is hired for 3 years at a time. So a Eved works double of a schar of a sacher, commission of schar sacher, he served you. So that's 6 years. So therefore, if he worked for 3 years, which is the work of a sacher, so he did his thing, he's amachuv to be mashlim, and he gets paid for the rest. Now, we find, we'll Mir Hashem get back to these mahalchem, but we find a very interesting tshuva from the Marmi Rottenberg. It's quoted in many places in Mishainim. One of the places it's quoted is in the Haggai's Marmanius, in the back, in the tshuva's Marmanius, in Sefer Kinyan, Simin Lamed Aleph. It's the title says it belongs to Hilchas Chiyus Parkei. And it said like this, that originally the Marmi Rottenberg paskin, that if a tutor becomes sick, then you don't deduct from his wage, just like an Eved Ivri. And then the Marmi Rottenberg himself wrote that later on, when he was in the tower in Inzigsheim, I'm sure everyone is aware that the Marmi Rottenberg was imprisoned for ransom, and when he was in the tower, he raised the same objection that we have in our Taisus, that we see in the Gemara in Ha'umnen Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, that a worker does not pay for what he didn't do. So the Marmi Rottenberg offered a different distinction between a Eved Ivri and a worker. That a Eved Ivri is paid in advance. He already got paid. But over here, the Baal Bais didn't pay him up in advance. Since he didn't pay him in advance, so therefore, he doesn't need to pay him. But by an Eved Ivri, he pays him in advance. So then he gets to keep the money, and it comes out, as many point out, according to Marmi Rottenberg, if we have a worker who was paid in advance, then he would be able to keep the money. Now, an interesting thing we find in the Bnei Yisachar, in Marmar Shabbos's Maim of Rav, he says an interesting vart. He actually refers to the Chidah in Sefer Kisei David as being a partial source for what he's saying. But he says like this. He brings this distinction between an Eved Ivri gets paid in advance and a Poel who gets paid at the end. Now he says like this. He says, Bnei Yisrael, who get reward from the Ebeshter for Torah Mitzvahs, he says, it's Hayom L'Seisim U'machal L'Kabel Tzcharm. It's like a Poel who gets paid at the end. So really, if there's an Oynus happened, then we really shouldn't deserve the money, just like a worker who doesn't get paid for an oinus, since he gets paid at the end. But we find in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem, the Pasuk of Malachi says, Vayakshev Hashem Yishmar, Vayikaseh B'Sefer, Liyu Hashem Chayshev Yishmai, that if someone intends to do a mitzvah and an oinus comes up and he's prevented from doing it, it's considered like he's doing. Says the Bnei Yisrael, this is a midah tova that's given to the Klal Yisrael, that even though technically we should be treated like a poel, like a sachir, but instead we're treated like an eved in this sense. And he uses this to explain the psukim in Rus, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Yishalem Hashem Pa'alech, Hashem should be pay back your pu'ula as a poel, all we really deserve is as a poel, that Hashem really does us a special taiva, that He pays us back in full, not as a poel, but He pays us back in full, even for what we are in on us. Now, getting back to the words of Maram Rothenberg, the Maram Rothenberg wrote on like this, that this distinction between paying before and advance, says, where did he get this from? Mipi balachaloim b'migdal inzigzaim. This distinction he received from the Bala Chaloim, a dream when he was in this tower. And the Maram says, it seems to me this is a correct halacha lemaisa, that if a Malamed, a tutor became sick, or anyone, we have this distinction if you get paid in advance or not. Says the Maram, even though this is not what I was transmitted to me from my Rabbeim, who got it from their Rabbeim, this chilek between whether he was paying in advance or not. And in all of Tzarfas, they don't make this distinction, and even myself was not passing this way until now. I did my rabbeim, chazrani bi, I reversed myself, and it seems to me, halach lemaisa, that this should be the psak, like the Balach Halayim told me, and ad kan l'shayna the Mirotenberg. Comes along the Shach, in Chosh Mishpat Shimin Shinlam Gimel Sivkat and Chafei, and he says, Divrei Chaloyim Yisraelim Molay Malim V'Lay Meridim. He says, even more than this, we find in the Gemara, in Zebaira, Daf Lamed, that he was someone who found money, and he was very pained, he didn't know what his money were. This was money that his father left him, and it was in some hiding place, and he didn't know what his money was for. And the Baal HaChalayim came and told him that the money in such and such place, in the dream, this is not your father's money, this is money of my Sashedi. And over there, these are something that we have reason to believe, you know, what the Baal HaChalayim told him, this money went some specific hiding spot. Still, the Gemara says, Divrei Chaloyim Yisraelim V'Lay Meridim, we can ignore it. Says the Shach, certainly over here, we could ignore what the Baal HaChalayim says, because what the Baal HaChalayim said is not something that's misafer, it's not something that makes sense. Why should it matter whether he's paid in advance or not? Even if he was paid in advance, he was paid to do a job, and he did not do that job. So why should he get to keep the money just because he was paid in advance? Now, getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin, Shin Lama Gimel, over the Insif Hei, the Ramah says, a Malamed who became ill, we deduct from his wages. However, says the Ramah, if he already received his wages, so then the pile of Malamed, there are those who say that he doesn't have to give it back. Comes along the Shach, the same Shach, in Sifkat and Chaf Hei. He says, in his own opinion is, he goes on and says, in any case, he will have to return the money he didn't earn yet. Says the Shach that a worker is not like an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri is gufei kanei b'kesef shara chazaka. The Shach brings a Ritva that says that a worker, a poel, is different than Eved Ivri, because a poel or kablan, a contractor, a piece worker, he was only hired to do a specific job. And since he didn't do that job, says the Ritva, he has to pay back the money. Masha Inkain, says the Ritva, and Eved Ivri was not hired to do a specific job. Rather, he was from Shabbat his guf to do whatever it is that his employer wishes him to do. A very interesting lashon. The Shach says that even according to the Ritva, if someone is hired not to do a specific job, not to lay bricks, to fill out tax forms to their kid. But if he's hired to do whatever it is that his employer wishes him to do, still, since it's not gufoi konui, so then the Ritva would agree, both according to Ritva and according to Taisris, that he would not get paid for sick time. The Ksais over there, he wants to draw a distinction between the position of Taisris and the position of the Ritva. He says Ritva is a different shita, and according to the Ritva, if he would actually be hired open-ended to do whatever it is that his employee demands him to do, so then it would be like an Eved Ivri, and then according to the Ritva, he would also get paid for sick time. The Chazain Ish, in Vav Kama Simchov Gimel Zayin, he says like this. He says that a person who agrees to work, even if he agrees to work for everything, he's still not an Eved. He doesn't get fed like an Eved. He doesn't go out like an Eved. His goof isn't Connery. His employee isn't Chayiv to feed him like an Eved. He says even if he gave an open-ended contract, he agreed to do absolutely whatever he's called upon to do, says the Chazain Ish, still it's not gufi konui. Even if he agreed to do everything, it's not the kinyan haguf, it's just a deal he made. But he's still not an Eved. So the Chazain Ish wants to say, therefore, even if he would fully agree, bekasef v'shar v'chazaka, that he is hired to do whatever it is that his employer wishes him to do, since his body is not owned like to the extent of an Eved Ivri, says the Chazain Ish, you could say if he comes sick, it's his loss, not the employer's loss, but the Chazain Ish ends up with Tzarech in Bazaar. Now, there's a very interesting halacha that also comes out of the same Tosis that we just did. It's in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshu Mishpat, in Schiris Parlam, the same Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, Seif Gimel. It says like this. Says the Ramah, it's usher for a poel, a melamed, or a seifa, a scribe, to hire himself out for bikva for 3 years. Now this is based on our Taisris, that the work of a poel, a sachi, is 3 years. Now the shach over the Sefer Katan Yud Zayin, he brings from the Sefer Gudis Ezev that says this is a mistake and should say more than 3 years. Meaning 3 years is what we said in Taisris is the years of a worker. More than 3 years is already more than a sachi, he already becomes an Eved. So this is his halacha, according to the Ramah and those who pass him with it. It's also for someone to sign the contract, at least according to these shitas, for more than 3 years, because that's already as if he's making himself into an Eved. Now again, according to the Shach, 3 years is mutter, like we find in Atayis, it's just more than 3 years. But the Shach goes on and says that the Sefer Be'er Sheva says that from other Taisim by Messiah Daf Yud, it's mashmi even more than 3 years, because even though we have this halachic, ki li b'nei shel avadim, it's mutter to hire yourself out for more than 3 years, because since a Eved Ivri is someone who can't revert, a Poyel, even if he hired himself out for more than 3 years, at least technically he could, you know, quit in middle. So therefore we don't have this halacha that it's being over on making yourself into an Eved. Now, the Chavis Yor in Simikov Mem, it's quoted by the Ksais, if not, he says he wants to make a distinction like this. He says a regular poel, perhaps, according to the Ramah, those who go with it, he can't hire himself out for more than 3 years. He says even a melamed, the tutor, he's hired to teach a child. He says even though he's involved in a mitzvah, but part of his job is to be a babysitter, to be shemer and pisik tamim. This is a mitzvah Hashem. He's working for the employer who hired him. So if he hires himself on more than 3 years, it's as if he makes himself an Eved. Says the Chavis Yor, but the Chazan, who what he's hired for is not to work for his employer, but his work is really work for Shemaim. He's working for the Ebishta. So when he hires himself out for more than 3 years, he's working for Hashem. He's not becoming an Eved to other Avadim. He says, even if part of his job is to do a nice job singing, and there's implications and halacha with this, that, you know, the rich people are the ones who care about the chazan, they have to give more towards the communal chazan, because they're the ones who care about having a particularly melodious chazan. But says the Chavis Yor, essentially his job is to mechabed Hashem with his voice. He's mesamech alekim v'anoshim. It's a side thing that he's also making people happy. Says the Chavis Yari, if someone hires himself out as a chasim more than 3 years, he's not being an evet for the community that hires him. He's really working for Hashem, for Shemayim, and it would be mut of him to sign a contract for more than 3 years, even according to those who hold that it's usher to sign a contract for more than 3 years. And Rav the Chavis Yor, v'tzarech im b'rav b'shamish, who's doing tzarech beis haknesses, who are we going to compare, if it will be mutu usher for him to take a contract for more than 3 years. The Chassam Seifer, famous Chassam Seifer, and Archaim Simon Reish Rav, he says, a minig in Rav Tvutzis Yisrael to write a Shara bonus for a limited amount of time. There are those who write 3 years, those who write in 5 years. He says, Ma'olam, he says, we never heard that after the time when the contract is up, that he should lose his job. He shouldn't receive a continued contract. He says, the reason why we do a set amount of time is that he shouldn't be an Eved, but really, if he wishes, he could continue longer in his job. The Aruch HaShulchan, also in Shimon HaMegim, Sif Tesvav, he quotes the Chassam Seifer, and he says, this is a minik, that we give the Rav of the city an amount of time. He says that the purpose of the contract is that he can't break in the middle, even though technically he can, but it will be mechus aman, it will be considered dishonest. They'll have terumas, they can't force him to continue if he would break in the middle of the contract, but he would be considered dishonest in saying his partner something he ought not to do. And after the time, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's his discretion if he wants to move on to another place, he wants to remain. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not even Midas Chasidus that he should remain once the length of his contract is over. And he says, this was a minig by Gedolei Olam. He says, but the people in his city can't remove him unless they find from him an psul. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's not misaver to say that someone should pick himself up and move to the city, and the city should be able to, at the end of his time, force him to move on, and he shouldn't have a livelihood. And he says, Aruch HaShulchan, it's the same halacha with the shatz and the shamish and all appointees, that as long as they don't find the psul, they don't find the reason to reject him, so he receives employment for life, and Aruch HaShulchan ends off that this is the minhag.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.